Let us pray. Holy Protector, in our lives you walk before us to defend us, beside us to support us, and behind us to give us strength. Give us the courage and the will to live out that model for our neighbors who need us in the good times and the bad. We offer this and all our prayers in the name of the Great Shepherd, Jesus Christ. Amen. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one. We've probably heard these words a lot through our life. We've heard them as we try to discern our individual paths in the course of entire communities. Does anybody recognize those words of wisdom? Sure, I bet a lot of you do. Can anyone remember what great philosopher uttered these words? Spock. That's right, not some ancient philosopher from Greece or Rome, not some modern ethicist from Russia, but a Vulcan. The famous quote was first uttered in this form by the late Leonard Nimoy during his role as Spock in the movie Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. It was offered again more recently in the sequel to the reboot by Zachary Quinto, who put on the Vulcan ears. Being a Vulcan, this saying would make a lot of sense to Spock, that the needs of the few, or the one, should not jeopardize the needs of the many. Are we okay with that statement? I mean, yes, Spock said it, so it can't be all that bad. But how closely should we follow sayings like this? While I was pondering these words this week, I was doing some research to see if someone not from the future or fiction first spoke these words. Maybe to give them a little more credit. What I found were the words of a British philosopher by the name of Jeremy Bentham. It is the greatest happiness of the greatest number that is the measure of right and wrong. That's not so very different. Again, the concern of the majority determines what is right and what is wrong, maybe even what is worth doing. Thinking about the needs of our communities, and indeed the world, I couldn't help but be reminded of words that I've offered many times in this place. We are stewards of this world. It means that the world is in our care. We cannot do with it as we choose, but rather are called to build it up and to make it better. So in many ways, the words of both Spock and Jeremy Bentham would be quite appropriate when we're talking about the care of the entire world. But in the face of this wisdom, both from our past and perhaps our future, I struggled. I struggled because of the gospel reading today. I struggled because of parables that Christ has offered in other situations. In our gospel reading, Christ refers to himself as the good shepherd, not the good king, not the good lord, but the good shepherd. Within the reading, he talks about the difference between a true shepherd and a hired hand. If a wolf comes, the shepherd will defend the sheep, even at the risk of their own life, while the hired hand would be more inclined to run. They have less to lose when they run. The rationale behind this is that because the hired hand is only in it for the money, he or she has no true connection to the sheep. They could always get another job. They can't get another life. On the other side, the shepherd defends the flock because the sheep are her livelihood. Were she to run now, her flock would be scattered. And her life, though she would still have it, would be that much more difficult. This act, the defense, on the part of the shepherd got me thinking about the parable of the lost sheep, another shepherd story. In it, one sheep goes missing, just one. Now, for the good of the flock, the greater good, as it were, the shepherd should remain. Protect as many sheep as she can, because you never know when the wolf is coming. But like most of the words of Christ, what we expect, what we might even do ourselves, is not what happens in the parable. No, instead of remaining with the bulk of the flock, the shepherd will go in search of the one who is lost. To quote one science author, this seems highly illogical. Or is it? When we hear these words, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one, it's easy to fall into an unintended trap. When we strive, as Bentham might suggest, for the greater good, so much evil can be accomplished along the way. We can take these philosophies to their extreme, and some have, resulting in the pain, the suffering, and the death of millions. And we might say, millions sounds like many, but when we're working with numbers like billions, a million is just another lost sheep. When we use this saying or these philosophies to dictate policy, whether it's within our church or within our community, then the result will be that some are intentionally harmed for the sake of the group. At the core of what I'm saying is that when we permit only the voice of the majority to speak, and we force those on the margins, the minority, into silence. That's oppression. I don't want to be a part of that. We don't want to be a part of that. And yet, it has dictated much of history, much of our own lives. White privilege, patriarchy, widespread poverty, these are all a result of the many abusing the few. But I have to step back for just a moment. Leonard Nimoy, the late Leonard Nimoy, was one of those heroes in my life. And so before I go dragging Spock through the dirt, let's see if we can lend a little context to the words of Mr. Nimoy and Mr. Quinto. In The Wrath of Khan, the words are offered twice, but the most significant time is near the end, and spoiler alert ahead. Kirk runs down to the engine room at the end of the movie to find Spock dying in the reactor room, flooded with radiation. In their final words together as friends, Spock recalls his words of logic that he spoke not long before in an attempt to soothe his friend's grief. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few, or the one, in this case, Spock. In the more recent movie, the reboot sequel, near the beginning of the movie, Spock is in an active, almost erupting volcano. He's trying to stop it from erupting to save people. But he's trapped there. Rescue would be perilous, and rather than put the lives of his fellow shipmates at risk, he offers those same words. In both situations, the logical Vulcan is talking about personal sacrifice for the good of all. He's talking about a choice that he made, not some burden that was thrust upon him by a higher authority. So does this change anything for us? I think with this context, it's an easier pill to swallow, especially when Jesus himself uses the philosophy in our reading today. As I mentioned, the shepherd would lay down her life for the flock. And I'm sure what's running through her mind is that the needs of the flock outweigh her own needs. Indeed, in Christ's own life, death, and resurrection, he exemplified this. Because that one sacrifice bridged the gap between all creation and God. But what does this have to do with us? We're just stewards, right? We're just here to keep the house clean and the lights on until the good shepherd returns. Yes and no. Are we just stewards? Are we only concerned with the greater good? Do we care about lost sheep? Being good stewards means being more than just a hired hand. We are called to care for creation as a whole, but creation cannot be whole when some of its parts are suffering. We are called by Christ in today's reading and called by God throughout Scripture to seek the lost, to feed the hungry, to mend the broken, to bring light to those dark places. We are called to be both shepherd and steward, to offer care for the world as well as care for every being that walks upon it. There should never be a few suffering because of the many. And the greater good should never be an excuse for oppression. As Christ cared for those on the margins, let us reach out and take the hands of those who society has forgotten or shuns. Let us embrace those who have been cast off, and like the shepherd, defend our brothers and sisters who are surrounded by wolves. Because in the end, the many cannot be whole without the few. Live long and prosper. Amen. Our next hymn of praise. As we follow the words of Christ, let us sing, "All the Way My Savior Leads Me," number 635 in Voices United. All the Way My Savior Leads Me.